ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀਜ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਫੋਰ ਦ ਡੇ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਫਿਫਥ ਐਂਡ ਲਾਸਟ ਕੰਕਲੂਡਿੰਗ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਫਰੋਮ ਸੋਲਾ ਬਾਣੀ, ਰਾਗ ਗੌੜੀ ਪੂਰਬੀ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ। ਕਰੋ ਬੇਨੰਤੀ ਸੁਣੋ ਮੇਰੇ ਮੀਤਾ, ਸੰਤ ਟਹਿਲ ਕੀ ਬੇਲਾ, ਇਹਾਂ ਖਾਟ ਚਲੋ ਹਰ ਲਾਹਾ, ਆਗੇ ਬਸਨ ਸੁਹੇਲਾ। ਔਧ ਘਟੈ ਦਿਨਸ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਰੇ, ਮਨ ਗੁਰਮਿਲ ਕਾਜ ਸਵਾਰੇ। ਰਹਾਓ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਸੰਸੇ ਮਹਿ, ਤਰਿਓ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਗਿਆਨੀ ਜਿਸੇ ਜਗਾਏ, ਪਿਆਵੇ ਇਹ ਰਸ ਅਕਥ ਕਥਾ ਤਿਨ ਜਾਨੀ। ਚਾਕੋ ਆਏ ਸੋਈ ਬਿਹਾਜੋ, ਹਰ ਗੁਰ ਤੇ ਮਨਹਿ ਬਸੇਰਾ, ਨਿਜ ਘਰ ਮਹਿਲ ਪਾਓ ਸੁਖ ਸਹਿਜੇ, ਬਹੁਰ ਨਾ ਹੋਏਗੋ ਫੇਰਾ। ਅੰਤਰ ਜਾਮੀ ਪੁਰਖ ਬਿਦਾਤੇ, ਸਰਦਾ ਮਨ ਕੀ ਪੂਰੇ, ਨਾਨਕ ਦਾਸ ਇਹ ਸੁਖ ਮੰਗੈ, ਮੋਕੋ ਕਰ ਸੰਤਨ ਕੀ ਤੂਰੇ। ਸੋ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਵਾਕ ਥਰੂ ਦ ਬਰੀਫ ਬਟ ਸਬਲਾਈਮਲੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਵਰਸਿਸ ਆਫ ਸੋਲਾ। This short bani, which Sikhs recite before retiring for the night, is an encapsulation of how to live life fearlessly, with the recognition of the one behind all phenomena, understanding the true nature of worship, and that being recognizing that the mansion of God is deep within the self, and ultimately to seize the opportunity of a lifetime, not to miss the opportunity. So in this concluding verse, the Guru speaks of human life as an opportunity and pleads with us to make the most of the moment, and invoking the mind as a friend, mere mita, it reminds us that this is the opportunity to serve the inner self, sant tehel ki bela. Tehel meaning serve. Now, as an aside, the term sant is used variously in Gurbani, and usually one will find it termed in a pair with words like jan, for sant jan, or janho, sant jano, or sabha, sant sabha, to suggest a collective of the guru-oriented consciousness. But when used singly, as it has been here, it refers to the inner self, as in Nanak Sant, Sant Har Eko, Jap Har Har Naam Suhandi. So the Sant is equivalent to the Har, which is our inner self. And similarly, what does it mean to do tehel, or to serve? Traditionally and conventionally, we tend to think of to serve as being limited to physical activity that we are familiar with, such as serving to the poor, assisting the handicapped, washing utensils or dusting footwear of the Sangat. Now, there's no question that these are all an integral part of Sikh practice, but here, the term to serve is better understood to mean walking the way of Hari, the inner self. Walking the way implies not only the practical, physical aspect of seva, but the adoption of a lifestyle, a mindset of the faithful, that is, the spiritually elevated gurumukhs, so that we can seize the opportunity of human life to reap the spiritual benefit of Naam, which is the nectar of the mystical word or intuitive self-understanding. So service in the truest sense is the cultivation of divine virtues, as in kar kar tehel rasna gun gavo, which is to sharpen the intellect with guru wisdom. So in so doing, we can be assured that our sojourn here will be deemed a success. So the Guru's plea to maximize our returns is accompanied by a warning, which is the central message here, which is Aud ghate dinas rehnare, man gur mil kaaj saware. Time is running out, he warns us. Seize the opportunity. Carpe diem. Heed the guru and settle your affairs. That is the refrain in this passage. Ja ko aaye soi bihajo, har gur te mane vasera. Ja ko aaye, make the trade for which you are here on this earth, in this life. Soi bihajo, do that trade. And with the Guru's grace, gur te mane basera, find your true home. If we recall the analogy of a township or a city for the mind and body, it needs to be ruled by the creator within, not by hordes of kaam krodh or desires and anger. We are offered a clue. The mansion of the self is deep within the city of the body. Nijgar mehal paavo sukha sahaje. We can find it by using the roadmap of Guru wisdom. Har gur te mane basera. So in the previous verse, we had noticed that haume was described as a thorn in the flesh, constantly pricking and pushing deeper, a constant reminder of pain. Here the same idea is being reinforced by describing the world as an ocean of doubt and sorrow. Eh sansar bekar sanseh mein. Put another way, the thorn of haume stabs us constantly in the form of sorrow and doubt, which distracts from attending to the task, the real task at hand. Only the Brahmgyani, or those with the knowledge of the self, have awakened to this and find freedom from the bondage of haume. And the roadmap to that inner mansion of the self is made available only through the Guru's grace. Jise jigaye piyave e ras ekat katha tin jani. And those who receive the wisdom are graced. Those who receive the wisdom are graced. So this is an iterative process. It just doesn't work one way. There has to be a resolve and a determination, as we noticed in the previous verse, and then grace spontaneously arises with it. So it goes hand in hand, and it is only then that we are freed from sorrow and given insight, the knowledge, into ineffable truth. The truth is ineffable, but akatha katha, the ineffable truth, tin janni, we are revealed that knowledge. And that is the boon that the Guru asks for on our behalf as well. And that is what we should be asking for. So let's grasp this opportunity of human life. It's the right time, the right place. We just have to have the right motivation. Possibilities imply potential. The Guru is suggesting that these are moments of potential and opportunity that we should seize with both hands. And with that thought of encouragement, we leave you until the next time. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.